The Attorney General's office announced recently that it had reached a settlement with a group apparently running a deceptive fundraising scam whose donors thought they were helping to provide breast cancer screenings to save lives. Joining us back on the show is Attorney General William Tong with more. And welcome back, Attorney General. My understanding is Connecticut was not the only state involved with this settlement. What happened?
Yeah, this is a settlement involving 19 states and the Federal Trade Commission. And what happened is these people ran a gigantic tens of millions of dollars ripoff scheme. This was called Cars Are Us. I think there are a number of outfits. Some are legitimate, where you donate your car or your boat. You know, it's basically reached its end of its life, and you can get a tax deduction. You donate to charity, and some of these outfits have a catchy jingle, right, on radio when they advertise.
I think we have a similar one. I don't know if it's this exact one, but yes, I've heard this before for sure.
Yeah, and so you know, I don't want to cast aspersions on the other ones, but this one, Cars Are Us, claimed that they were raising money for the United Breast Cancer Foundation, they raised over $45 million. Here's the punchline. Only 0.28% of that money went to breast cancer research, like $128,000, I think, out of $45 million.
What? Where did the money go?
You know, went to quote-unquote vendors and overhead and salaries, and I assume in their pockets. So we teamed up with the federal government. This is an example of when we're still working with the federal government side by side. And we took them down. The main guy, Michael Irwin, will never be able to do anything like this again. They have close to a $4 million judgment hanging over their head. The hard thing about this, and this happened with another huge robocall charity scam that I took down a few years ago, maybe four or five years ago, called Associated Community Services. That was another charity scam. The trouble with these scams is by the time by the time we get to them, the money is largely gone, right? They've spent it or they've secreted it to somewhere else where we can't get to it somehow. But in this case, the money is largely gone. So your judgment hangs over their heads, but they don't have the ability to pay it. It's a really hard situation for the 84,000 plus people who gave money to Cars Are Us, who've been ripped off, and that money will not go to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. And most of the money is gone.
Okay, so just to clarify, Attorney General William Tong, so Cars Are Us, that is a legitimate California company though, right?
Legitimate. I hesitate to use that word, but they ran a charity, and
like it's a credible thing. It wasn't like a bunch of scammers. I mean, so that's what I'm getting at. And the way that they're vetting their money was obviously totally wrong. I think we can agree on that. But like, this wasn't some, you know, person in his basement in another country that was scamming people. That's what I was kind of getting at.
So I would say that's probably a distinction without a difference. You know,
right.
What they did was really, really bad. And
well, so the reason
very
I
wrong and obviously illegal.
Right.
Yes, you and I can casually say, of course, in lay terms, that this wasn't a scammer who was in the basement of some, you know, in some country out of our reach, like the scams we get on our phones, right, where somebody tells you that you owe money to the utility and you don't, right, or that you owe taxes to the town of Milford and you don't, and you get scammed or duped into paying them money. No, they ran what looked like was a legitimate and legal operation. And yes, I suppose you could say they checked all the boxes, right? They set up an entity. They probably registered to do business. They had bank accounts. But what they did was was so highly deceptive and wrong.
Totally. Oh, man. And no question, we're in total agreement. The reason I was asking that is because I think it calls to action. You know, we have the Better Business Bureau on this show a lot. We have the Department of Consumer Protection all the time. And one of the biggest things they will say is go directly to the website, vet the fact that they actually exist. So that this to me is a different level of scam. That's why I bring that up to people, because the advice is constantly, hey, just vet that they are even credible before you give them a dime. And so that's why I was saying to me, this is almost more concerning than
it's
the typical
worse.
Scammer. Correct. Yep, that's what I was getting at.
It's almost worse. And yes, I've given that advice, I think, on your show a couple of times. If you want to give, you should give. People are generous, and we're entering the holidays soon, and we want people to be generous and to help each other, especially in this moment, right, when there are a lot of people who are hurting right now. One of the best things you can do is, if you want to give, do so under your own power and initiative, right? You take the steps to give. You call the charity. You do the research. You go to their website. But none of that is 100%. And they're even fake websites, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So here's what I would say. I would say, again, don't respond to solicitations over the phone, by email, by text. Do your due diligence. You know, if you're going to give a significant amount of money for you and your family, you should do some research before you do it.
And again,
make sure that who you're giving it to is going to do the right thing with your money.
We're chatting with Attorney General William Tong. His office recently reached a settlement with a group that was running a very deceptive fundraising scam. Donors thought they were helping provide breast cancer screenings to save lives. So Connecticut, along with 19 other states and the FTC, they went against CarsRUs.com Incorporated. It's based out in California. And Attorney General William Tong, correct me if I'm wrong, did you say earlier that they raised over $45 million, but a very small fraction was actually used for the screenings? It was some six figures.
0.28%.
That's insane.
It is 128.
Wow.
Sorry, $126,000, my eyesight, and I need glasses now.
That's okay. I'll forgive that. I'm right there with you. I'm going to need hearing aids before I'm 50. Listen, I that's insane to me, though. So only $126,000 out of $45.5 million.
Yeah.
I mean, so understanding with a settlement, you know, sometimes there's money or there's relief back. But I mean, first and foremost, anyone who was involved with, I'm going to call it a scheme, even though it looked on the surface like a credible company, I mean, do they have to pay back anybody? Like, I feel like there's got to be some checks and balances here.
They have no money. And so that's why, or they don't have enough money to pay restitution, which is what's hard about a lot of these cases. They have a $3.8 million judgment as part of this settlement that hangs over their heads. And they basically, the main guy has to stay out of this area, right? He can't raise money. He can't run a fundraising operation. Can't do any of that. And he has to get out of the business.
That's Michael Irwin, right?
Yeah, Michael Irwin. And then they claim, and you know, so far it appears that they don't have the ability to pay this judgment. But if they break any of there are a number of undertakings, meaning things they're supposed to do pursuant to this settlement. And if they don't do any of those things, or if they lie to us in the future, then that $3.8 million becomes immediately due and owing to all of us, to the states and to the FTC. So it hangs over their heads. But the hard thing is that they took this money and they spent it.
But they're not going to go to prison or anything. I don't mean to be so crass.
It's
but
very
I just,
unsatisfying.
It is incredibly unsatisfying.
Yeah, it's
I'm
very
sorry.
Unsatisfying.
You're not the person I should be yelling at, but I just
think
that's awful.
No. And the other one that I talked about earlier, Associated Community Services, we were talking about $3.5 billion robocalls and hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, the facts of that case were different, and people did go to jail. And in this one, I think the challenge is, which you hit on, they did set up an entity and a charity and a business, and they check certain boxes to make it more legitimate, right, than your naked scam, let's call it.
Right.
And so, you know, we don't have criminal authority in the Attorney General's office in Connecticut. We have very little. And many Attorney General's offices don't do criminal work. Those are like DAs, right, district attorneys. In our state, they're called state's attorneys. And I'm not deep in the weeds on the criminal side of it. I am sure we looked hard at it. But, you know, to prove a criminal case, you've got to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And so at some point, somebody made the judgment that we weren't going to get there. And so we're focused on this, on the civil side, right? And
right.
So the key thing is to get these people out of this business, not doing this anymore, to the extent that anybody is still in this space, they have to, some of the operators, they have to be tightly controlled and managed, and they have this judgment hanging over their heads. It's very unsatisfying, but let me just say to the people listening, you know, this is unfortunately part of the hard truth about the work that I have to do, right? I have to go after these guys because I have to protect all of us and our families. But very often, by the time it gets to the prosecutors and the cops and me, it's too late, right? The money's gone.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems very, and again, this is just me conversing with you, Attorney General. I'm certainly not blaming you. Okay, thank you. No, I'm glad that you said it so bluntly because to me, I mean, this guy, so all that's happening is it's like, hey, you can't be in fundraising anymore, but he doesn't lose his house. He doesn't go to prison. He doesn't actually owe any money because they don't have any money. So no one's actually getting any money back. Essentially, it's just, hey, we caught you. You can't do this business anymore. Cool. I'll just scam somehow, another way. That's wild to me. Like I'm wondering, when you have a settlement like this, though, does it then sound the alarm enough for somebody to pursue criminal action? I mean, again, you're talking about 84,000 people or so donating.
Yeah.
They're not going to get any money back. They find out that even if there is a loophole on the website saying, hey, if you donate a portion of it, even if it's 0.001 portion of it, is going to go back. So technically we did nothing wrong. No, you did a whole lot wrong. How do you lose $45 million and just basically get a slap on the wrist? That's wild.
Yeah, it sucks. And again, we've got 19 states and the FTC. There are a lot of moving parts here. Let me just say two words to you, Purdue Pharma. You know, that.
Fair. Yep, good comparison.
That sucks
Fair.
Too.
Yep.
You know, I got $7.4 billion out of them, but they killed millions of people.
Fair.
And the claimants and the families are going to get a few dollars. Great. Right. What does
That's
that do
point.
For anybody?
So maybe it's a bigger thing that especially, well, I don't know. Now you're talking about, to your point, you know, on the surface, it looked like the checks and balances at least were there enough for them to be able to run a scam that long. I mean, between 2017 and 2022, raising $45.5 million. And essentially, it's just that money's all gone. We don't even know where it is. There's no way to trace it. There's no way to pay back any of the donors who gave that money. I mean, that's a lack of oversight or the fact that our systems just, you know, that's enough on the surface that they looked credible enough to even get away with that. So,
yeah, what's really hard about this is, you know, I get to do a lot of things in my job that help people. And you know, when somebody has a problem, you know, with their insurance or they get sold a car, that is a lemon, or, you know, I go after the opioid and addiction companies and recover $50 billion. Some of that money, a lot of that money, right, will go to treatment and prevention and victims. And so on good days, I get to do those good things. But on many days, I just have to deal with scumbags like this.
And unfortunately, you're the bearer of bad news. But Attorney General William Tong, I do appreciate you always fighting the good fight and sharing the very latest on this. And so thank you for the work that you do and for giving us the details on this right here on WICC. Thanks for your time, Attorney General William Tong. We appreciate it.